Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And we're looking forward, the last day of October. Tomorrow we turn the calendar, November 1. And boy, November is going to be a great month, and only 2 months to go in 2025. But in just 17 days now, we'll have our annual Turkey Dinner Sunday. It's a Thanksgiving, full Thanksgiving dinner. Turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetables, there's a salad, there's rolls, there's pumpkin pie, the works, okay? And that's on November 16th. We'll have a gospel service at 10:30, and then we'll go out and eat the meal. And we're looking forward to just a wonderful, wonderful day together on November 16th. Hope you can come be with us. RSVP if you would. Just helps us in preparation of the meal. It's absolutely free. And in addition to the meal, we'll give away some free turkeys that day that you might have for your own Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day. All right? Well, listen. We'll have our normal Sunday services this week. It'll be 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, 5:30 for the evening service, and then, of course, our Spanish church meets at the exact same times as well on Sunday. But if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you today a little bit from Matthew 21, and we'll go through some other places today, because I want to talk to you about learning from the trees, learning from trees. Here, it's just a fig tree. Jesus said, verse 18, in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit go on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. You know, it's amazing, just the small things in the Bible, but what we can learn from some of these small things. What do we learn here? He taught the disciples a lesson on prayer just by the fig tree. But I want us to learn some other lessons from trees in the Bible. The first tree we know is mentioned is in Genesis chapter 3, where God talks about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. We call it Adam's tree, all right? In verse 8 of chapter 3, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree which I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman which thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Here's the tree, what we call Adam's tree, because it was the tree that they partook of in disobedience to God and plunged the human race into sin. And what do we learn from this tree? That sin separates us from God. They were separated from God. They were separated from the garden. They were separated from the life that God had for them. Sin separates us from God. And by the way, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You don't have to do anything to be separated from God. We're born sinners. We're sinners by nature, and we're also sinners by choice. And that sin will separate us from God. That's why you must be born again. You have to receive God's payment for your sin, which was Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins. That's why Jesus came. He'll save his people from their sin. He's saving us from the penalty of sin. That's where, which would be death and hell, in torment, in darkness, in pain, in agony for eternity, paying for our sin against a holy God. And we would deserve that. But Jesus died and took our place. He paid sin's penalty on the cross. Listen, on the cross, he took our sin upon himself. Not just my sin, not just your sin, but the sin of the whole world. And he laid those sins on himself. And at that moment, God separated from his son. That's why Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Up to that point, Jesus had never referred to God as God. He always said Father. But now he's not Father because he's turned his back on his son. And there was darkness over the face of the earth for 3 hours. See, that was Jesus paying our sin debt. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So we learn from Adam's tree that sin separates. But there's another tree. It's over in John chapter 1 in the New Testament. John chapter 1. This is where Jesus comes on the scene, and he finds a young man named Nathanael. And the Bible says, John 1, verse 47, he saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. God knows all about us. That's what we learned from the fig tree. Here in Nathanael's tree, God knows all about me. God knew where Nathanael was. God knew where Nathanael lived. And God knows where you live. And God knows who you are. And God knows your family. He is the Son of God. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Nothing escapes the eyes of our Savior. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. Oh, my friend, there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. He knew all about Nathanael, and he knew all about Peter, and he knew all about John. And yes, he knew all about Judas. He knew all about Saul of Tarsus, but he knows all about Stan Slaybaugh, and he knows all about you as well. You see, he knows. And he still loves us. Oh, sometimes we think if people knew everything about me, they wouldn't like me. Oh, no. Oh, no. God knows all about you. Jesus knows all about you, and he still loves you. He still loves you. That's what we learned from Nathanael's tree. God knows all about me. Adam's tree, sin separates us from God. But over in Luke 19, we see another tree. This is a familiar story to us. This is the tree that little Zacchaeus climbed so he could see Jesus. The Bible says he was small of stature. And so the Bible says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was, Luke 19:3, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Here's Zacchaeus' tree. Zacchaeus' tree, the lesson we learned from Zacchaeus' tree is anybody can be saved. Anybody can be saved. Here's Zacchaeus. No one expected Zacchaeus to ever come to Christ. He was a tax collector. He was a wealthy man. The Bible says he was rich. Now, tax collectors would gain that money often by cheating others, by defrauding others. Whatever they could get for Rome was good, and whatever they got above that for Rome, they kept for themselves. And so they got rich on other people's money. Huh, kind of sounds like Congress today, doesn't it? And they got wealthy on other people's money. And yet no one ever thought that he would be saved, but he got saved. No one probably ever thought Saul would get saved. In fact, the disciples didn't even want to receive him in Jerusalem, but Barnabas helped them out. They couldn't believe. He would say, why is it that we believe in the power of man's sin more than in the power of God's grace? God can save anybody. Anybody can be saved. Can Muslims come to Christ? Absolutely. What's more powerful, the power of sin or the power of God? Oh, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power of God. Anybody can be saved. That's Zacchaeus' tree. Then we read today about the fig tree in Matthew 21. And that was Jesus wanted some figs, and the tree didn't have any. And Jesus said, nothing's going to grow on you again. And so what do we learn from that fig tree? God expects fruit. God expects fruit. Maturity brings fruitfulness. In other words, fruit comes from growth, and maturity will bring fruitfulness. You know, it takes an apple tree anywhere from 2 to 5 years to start bearing apples. An apricot tree, same thing. A cherry tree will take 4 to 7 years before it starts yielding cherries. A citrus tree, 3 to 5 years. A peach tree, 2 to 4 years. See, healthy trees will produce quality fruit, and healthy Christians, growing Christians, maturing Christians will produce fruit. Christian just needs to grow, just needs to mature, and you will produce fruit. You'll have the water of the Word of God, you'll have prayer, and then you get them in church, and they'll grow. That's the pastor's job. My job is, as a Christian, is to win people to Christ. As a pastor, it's to get the Christians healthy, the fruit trees healthy, so they'll bear fruit. To get their roots deep in the Word of God and deep in the Word and deep in prayer and deep in the church so they can bear fruit. That's why the Lord told Israel back in Isaiah 59, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. He said, lengthen your cords and strengthen thy stakes. Drive deeper your stakes and you'll bring forth fruit. All right, we had four trees so far. Adam's tree, sin separates. Nathaniel's tree, God knows all about me. Zacchaeus' tree, anybody can be saved. The fig tree, God expects fruit. And now, Jesus' tree. Jesus' tree. You say, what are you talking about that? 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter 2 and verse number 24. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. Who, his own self, talking of Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's Jesus dying on the tree. That's the old rugged cross. I'm thinking of over in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 13. The Bible says this, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed everyone that hangeth on a tree. On a tree. What do we learn from Jesus' tree? We learn that sin will be punished. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he hath borne our sorrows. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. My friend, he died for me. God committed his love toward us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, the wages of sin is death, and Jesus paid those wages, though he never committed a single sin. You see, it means sin's going to be punished, but Jesus' tree also means there's a Savior. There's a Savior. He bore our sins. And when you realize Jesus Christ bore your sins on the cross, and you'll personally trust him as your Savior, then his perfectness, his righteousness is given to you because your sin was put on him. And just believing he died for the sins of the world, you're just believing a fact of history, my friend. You have to believe Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he took your place. And the songwriter said, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Oh, yes. A Savior is provided. Now he's able to save all those that come unto God by him. Have you called on the Lord? Have you trusted him as your Savior? Will you accept the truth of the Jesus tree today and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him today. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone and learn from the Jesus tree. That old rugged cross where Jesus died for you and for me, was buried and rose again the third day, so he's able to save us. Call upon him today. Well, have a great Friday, everybody. Look forward to seeing some of you in church on Sunday, and the rest of us will come back Monday for the radio broadcast, all right? Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile. smile.